Well, Nancy, I have had an epiphany about nonstick versus cast iron.
Tell me, Stein.
It is simply this. Nonstick pans get worse and worse over time. Cast iron pans
get better and better?
Yes, that is exactly true. Isn't it true? And I was a late convert to nonstick. I would never have anything to do with nonstick. But a couple of years ago, I got one and I said, oh, wow, this thing is incredible. But then it just kind of didn't last. It started getting sticky. And then for my birthday last fall, my wife, the lovely and talented Cheryl DeGroote, got me this real fancy pants ceramic nonstick pan. And that thing was great, too. But then it wasn't so good anymore. And I replaced it with a little $12 job I got in the supermarket, and that thing actually outlasted the fancy one, but now it's getting kind of sticky too. Meantime, the other night, I stir-fried noodles. You know how sticky they can get in my cast iron wok, which I've had for 20 years, and nary a stick. So you know what? I'm done with nonstick pans. I'm sticking with my cast iron.
Well, you know, I love cast iron so much. My collection grows by leaps and bounds every year. We've had for a long time a little 10-inch griddle. I love that thing. It's best for, like, making a grilled cheese or something. Nothing better. And I have a really big 15-inch large frying pan that I can fry an entire chicken, or when I'm cooking for the whole family, or, you know, instead of doing two batches, that thing is a workhorse and a wonder. But like you, Stein, I've long not been a big fan of nonstick pans. However, I interviewed a chef, Travis Kuchel, for a story I'm doing for the Seattle Times. You can read about it next week, about making whole trout. And Travis, at his restaurant, Gastropod, in Georgetown, uses a big nonstick skillet.
I would never expect a pro chef to use a nonstick skillet. How come?
Well, because in his tiny little restaurant, he doesn't have a big hood because of health department regulations. His room can't handle the smoke that might come from high heat cooking. It encouraged me to go out and buy one. So I bought a Tramontino 12-inch skillet at Costco that cost me, I don't know, about $25. And I've used it a couple times. I'm happy to have it.
You think it's going to last?
I don't know if it'll last. It's certainly not going to last as long as my battery of cast iron, some of which is really pretty old by now.
I don't think anything can last as long as cast iron. I mean, that stuff lasts like cast iron. The first time I ever used a nonstick, I was just thrilled with it. My God, I thought this thing is magic. But then, you know, it was sort of like the rush of a new love affair. After a while, things weren't quite so exciting. And so I think I'm just not going to bother with any more nonstick.
Okay, so I want to know, how do you cook your eggs? Because I have a little nonstick skillet that I use for cooking and flipping my eggs over easy. That's the only thing I use it for. I adore it for that.
Yeah, when they're new, they're wonderful for eggs, that's for sure. But I guess I'll just use my cast iron. It's very, very well seasoned. I've had them all for many years. And use nonstick spray. And, you know, that seems to work pretty well.
Okay, good idea. Okay. I'll take it from you.
With KPLU food commentator Nancy.
Two white wings and let them fly.
That's antique short order slang for a couple of eggs over easy. Listen, I'm Dick Stein.